This is Keith Panlon, another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century. This is in by way of celebrating the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And today's guest is Keith Erickson from the History Department. Luckily enough, his whole speciality is the concept of commemoration. Keith, what is your research interest?
Thank you for inviting me on, Keith. I spend my time working with commemoration and really history in public. I'm most fascinated with why regular folks will go out of their way in their daily lives to study the past, celebrate the past, remember history. And so I follow them wherever they go, in commemorations and celebrations and ceremonies, museums.
Everybody does this. All societies do this.
All societies do this. And in American culture, what really strikes me is that most people have a sort of hatred of history from their school days. They had to memorize things. It was boring. It was dry.
It just sounds like chemistry to me.
And then they grow up and they start to do genealogy and learn about their ancestors. They want to learn about the history of their home. They want to start celebrating. And so it's that kind of personal individual connection that really fascinates me the most.
The older you get, the more you look backwards. Does that apply to society too, I suppose?
There's definitely a sense of that. In personal lives, as we grow older and have more to reflect on, we do. And it happens in public life too. You know, new companies will be thinking about the cutting edge or the future, or a new politician. When they're elected, they want to change everything. But then as time passes, they start to think about their legacy and what will be remembered about them and what they leave. And so that's part of what we do as people and as societies.
What particular commemoration has really spiked your professional interest?
Well, I've spent a lot of time studying the commemoration of Abraham Lincoln. He had a particularly dramatic exit from life, and that really shaped the way people remembered him. You know, in life, he was a lawyer and a politician, the two things that we tell the most jokes about. And yet, this man was elevated to become our national saint, the great icon. And so it's that process of selectively remembering things about Lincoln, but remembering things that we want for ourselves and for the future. As the nation moves forward, remembering Lincoln becomes part of how we tell about who we are and our identity.
But I suspect that there's a catch to that. We only remember the parts we want to remember. I mean, in general, in commemoration, you gloss over a lot of things that you prefer to forget.
That's right. It's impossible to remember everything. I think our brains would short circuit if we remembered everything. And so, yeah, there's a process of selecting what to remember, sometimes selecting what to forget. But that process is a process that happens later. It's not really about Abraham Lincoln. It's about the rememberers who are choosing what they want to remember and celebrate and think about.
So, from your sort of professional point of view, how do you see celebrating 100 years of the University of Texas at El Paso?
Well, this is a great milestone for the university, and it's really an exciting time to be here. You know, at one level, you could say there's not much difference between 99 or 101 or 100. Why do people make a big deal about these numbers? But we do. That gets back to the fact that it's really about us. We're always busy doing research, teaching, all the business of the university. 100 gives us the opportunity to pause and say, wow, look what's happened in the past century, and also to think about where do we go with the next.
Well, thank you very much, Keith Erickson, professor of history at the University of Texas at El Paso. Join me for the next 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century. This is Keith Panlon.